You're listening to Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM Marquette, also streaming online, WNMUFM.org. Kurt Hosworth here on the phone with an author who is going to be having an event across the UP at a few different locations. Her name is Kekla Magoon, and she is the author of a book that's on the Michigan Humanity Council's Great Michigan Read for 2017-2018. Good morning, Kekla. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. We're excited to talk to you this morning. It's about the book X. It's a novel by Ilyasa Shabazz, which is one of Malcolm X's daughters, along with yourself. You're also author of this book as well. Could you tell us a little bit about the book and its connections to Michigan? That kind of piqued my interest. There are some connections to Michigan there, too.
Absolutely. So X, a novel, is about Malcolm X as a teenager, so long before he becomes a world-renowned humanitarian and speaker and civil rights leader. He was just a kid living in Lansing, Michigan. He grew up there, so that's the Michigan connection. His parents were activists, civil rights activists in the 1920s in the Lansing area. His father was killed by the Black Legion, which was a Ku Klux Klan affiliated group in the area at the time, and they were doing a lot of work to try to desegregate communities. They were doing a lot of work to provide education and opportunities for Black families. But when his father was killed, his family was torn apart, and that those activist roots were scattered. And Malcolm ended up running away from home, moving to Boston and Harlem, and feeling generally very lost before he figured out that he really wanted to do something to make the world a better place. So this is a story about becoming Malcolm X, becoming the sort of person who was going to make a difference in the whole world, and how, as a teenager, he did not know that that was part of his future. And so this novel was co-written by me and one of Malcolm's daughters, Ilyasa Shabazz. And she wanted to tell the story about Malcolm as a teenager because, you know, it's generally known that he became really famous, but it's not known how he got there. And it's hopefully inspiring to young readers in particular to where he came from.
Right. And through the process of writing this novel, which is, it's considered a fictionalized account of Malcolm X's life, how much of that would you say is fairly historically accurate? And then how much would you say would be fictionalized, even if it's like maybe a percentage of the balance between the two?
Yeah, I'm not sure about an exact percentage. I will say we tried to make the story as historically accurate as possible. We have all the characters in the book are people that Malcolm really knew, his family, his friends, the places that he lived, the things that we know that he did. Mm-hmm. He wrote his own autobiography, which he co-wrote with Alex Haley. And so a lot of the scenes and material are drawn from his own account of his life, as well as other materials from the historical record. But the things that are made up are the actual dialogue that takes place. Some of the scenes, sort of, we know he was living in Boston and going to a lot of clubs. We don't know exactly which ones. So
sure,
some of that was made up. But we definitely tried to keep it as true to Malcolm's real life as possible.
Absolutely, yeah. So as a part of this novel being out there and also being part of what's kind of known as the book club for the entire state of Michigan, which is really cool, I hadn't really looked into it too much, but it's something that's definitely going to bring my attention to it now. The Michigan Humanities Council, Great Michigan Read, how were you involved in getting this featured in this book club?
Well, we were chosen by the Michigan Humanities Council, so we just found out that we had been selected. The book has done really well in terms of winning some awards. We won the NAACP Image Award for fiction for youth and teens, and the Walter Award, which is an award in children's literature, and the Coretta Scott King Honor, which is another award given by the American Library Association. So the book had been doing really well within the children's literature community, and it had been, I think, noticed by people in Michigan because of the Michigan connection and Malcolm's time in Lansing. Mm-hmm. He also later spent time in Detroit as an adult as part of his ministry, and so that that connection, I think, drew the Humanities Council to look at this particular title. I believe that they have tended to choose the titles that are published for the adult market. I'm not sure if they have done many young adult novels
in the past as an all-state read, but this is great because it's connecting to adult readers, it's connecting to teen readers. They're giving away copies in libraries and schools and other community organizations. And so, yeah, so they've shared a lot of copies with teens, and it's pretty exciting to come to Michigan and meet the readers.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Congratulations to you and Ilyasha Shabazz as well for all the accolades for this book. That's really exciting that, like you said, you can bring it to multiple audiences and bring the story to life once again for many. And as a part of this, you'll be traveling to a few different libraries throughout the UP, beginning with an event at the Peter White Public Library, and that's happening Tuesday, May 15th, beginning at 7 p.m. And then you'll be also heading to the Munising Library, Escanaba, as well on Wednesday, the 16th. And then on the 17th, you'll be heading over to the Sioux and to Petoskey, to the Bayless Public Library and the Petoskey District Library. Reading a little bit about the events happening, it sounds like there's going to be some interactive reader theater as well as a talk with you about the book. Could you tell us a little bit about what's going to happen with the reader theater? That sounded really interesting to me.
Sure, yeah. So typically when I have an audience gathered, I like to talk a little bit about the book. I talk about my writing process with Ilyasha. I talk about the inspiration for the book. I talk a little bit about Malcolm's life. But I don't want to be talking at people all the time. I want to have a dialogue. I want there to be a conversation and for everything to feel interactive and exciting to sort of, like you said, bring the book to life. So one of the ways that I bring the book to life is by having the audience participate in a reader's theater scene from the book. So what this is it's the opening of the novel. You know, some people in the audience will have read the novel. Some people will just be introduced to the whole topic. Mm-hmm. And so this is a way to invite all of those people together to enjoy it. So I have created a script from the first chapter of the novel, and I have different readers come forward, and they have the script in their hand, and the script is usually up on the screen if there's a projector available in the facility, and, you know, so everybody can read along and listen along, and, you know, Malcolm has a voice, and the narrator has a voice, and other characters that Malcolm interacts with have a voice, and so you kind of get a sense of sort of theater and action from the book, which hopefully comes to life on the page, but it's fun to see it, you know, in a sort of three-dimensional way as well.
Right, that's awesome. That's a really cool way to bring, again, another way to bring that to life. Do you think you'd become kind of a script writer or like a theater writer as a part of this novel, or are you a fan of the theater as well? What kind of started the interactive theater portion of it?
I love theater in general. I think, you know, part of the benefit of novel writing is that you get to be all the things. You get to be the director and the actors and the script writer, and you get to put all of that together. But you're really handing over that novel for the reader to do that same thing too, right? The reader gets to be the director and all the actors and gets to imagine it in their own mind. And so for me, it's really fun to allow myself to be in the room while the readers are bringing it to life. It's sort of, it's kind of a three-dimensional version of what I imagine the reader is doing in their own mind when they're far away from me. And so it's a great way to introduce people to the voice of the book. It's a great way to get conversation started. People will then ask questions. It's kind of an icebreaker for the group to be able to, you know, raise their hand and participate. So it's pretty fun, and, you know, people feel a little silly sometimes reading, and that's also great for breaking barriers down for conversation.
Absolutely, yeah. That can be maybe an icebreaker for others who would normally go to a book club and maybe wouldn't be as conversational. So maybe if they have that experience ahead of time, then they'll really want to open up more about you know, what they thought about the book and what they'll bring forward with it after they've completed the book and everything. That's really exciting. So kudos to you for having an event like that available for folks starting Tuesday, May 15th, again, at the Peter White Public Library in Marquette at 7 p.m. and then Wednesday the 16th in Munising and Escanaba, and Thursday the 17th in the Sioux and in Petoskey. You'll be heading all across the UP and into the lower Michigan area as well. Speaking on the phone with author Kekla Magoon about the Michigan Humanities Council Great Michigan Read, which is the book club for the state of Michigan, focusing on a single book called X, which is a novel by Ilyasha Shabazz, one of Malcolm X's daughters, along with yourself, Kekla Magoon. Is there anything else that you'd like to add about the novel or any of the experiences coming up at the libraries?
Just that I'm really looking forward to visiting Michigan. I was actually born in Ann Arbor, and I've been to the Upper Peninsula before. So it feels like coming home in a certain sense, and I'm excited to meet new readers and talk about the book and see what everybody's doing over there. I'm excited to be there soon.
Awesome. Well, and it's a perfect time of year to be here as well. We're just now getting the ice starting to melt on the lake, so it'll be hopefully pretty seasonal for you up here. So we'll be glad to hear about your adventures in the UP and the Lower Michigan area too, and it's been a pleasure talking to you on the phone today.
All right. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thank you.